Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is our Monday mindset episode, and I'm Laura Khalil. I am thrilled to be here with you. Today, we are going to be addressing some mature themes. So go pop in your headphones if you're in public, because this is a really important topic, but one that you rarely, if ever, hear in business. And while you're going to find those headphones, I want to read to you the latest Apple podcast review. First of all, I want to thank everybody for leaving these reviews, for leaving the 5 stars, writing reviews. It really means so much to us. And this one actually comes from someone I know. This is from Christy Fielder. She writes, "Not your standard empowerment podcast. Laura Khalil is the real deal. Intelligent, wise, and insightful. Her perspectives and advice on personal empowerment and success are based on a powerful combination of experience, a learning mindset, and an incredible ability to find and connect with experts in every walk of life. I'm proud to know her and grateful that she has shared her talents with the world. But be warned, once you start listening to her mindset tips and interviews, you will have to set aside time every week to keep up with new episodes. Bravo, Laura." Hey, Christy, thank you so much for writing that. And friends, if you want to write a 5-star review, I will read it on the air because I want to praise you. I want to thank you for your support of the show. It really, really does help us improve in the ratings. What does that mean? More people get to hear these incredible episodes. Now, it's funny because I know Christy, and I want to say I feel like we've only met a handful of times, because a few years ago, we were both in a production of the Vagina Monologues together. If you have not seen the Vagina Monologues, it plays in many communities every February. That's like when it's sanctioned to play, and it's a really cool experience. So we were both in it. It was pretty awesome. And actually, that's sort of a little bit of an interesting foreshadowing into today's episodes, because we're going to talk about the elephant in the room, something that pervades our music, TV, and fashion, but we really never talk about it. Now, let me start by saying this. All right, so let me ease you into this topic before I reveal. A lot of us, myself included, we get up in the morning, and what is the first question you ask yourself? Well, it probably is this: what do I need to do today? What's on my list, right? So you go through your list, you start checking things off, and maybe you're also taking care of your kids, you're making lunches, you're teaching your kids, you're Zooming, you're working, you're giving, giving, giving. And then at the end of the day, it arrives, and guess what? You're exhausted. You're drained. You feel like you have nothing left to give. You know, if you've had some hobbies or side projects you like, you just feel like too exhausted to even do them. Maybe you veg out for a few hours in front of the TV and then go to bed. You do it all again tomorrow, right? Well, what happens over time is people can tend to get into a low-grade depression when we are constantly going, going, going. And we're not doing anything for ourselves. You're not filling your cup. I always say you got to fill your cup in order for it to overflow and help fill other people's cups. So if you're working with an empty cup, how can you fill anyone else's, right? So you've heard me say this before on the show. You've heard me say this if you've come to any one of my talks. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. So if we want to have better quality questions, we have to ask better quality questions if we want to have a higher quality of living. So how do we do this? Okay, so this is your Monday mindset tip for this week ahead. Instead of asking yourself tomorrow morning, what do I need to do today? What's on my list? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go get a post-it note and write this down and put it on your bathroom mirror. What do I need to give myself today? I'll repeat that. Go grab a post-it note. Please put this on your bathroom mirror first thing you see in the morning. What do I need to give myself today? All right. Pause the episode if you have to. Fall and then pick it back up. All right. I really mean it. So what a lot of us are really doing when we're talking about self-care is we're trying, one, sometimes we're looking for rest and relaxation, which is totally valid, totally legit. We're looking to quiet the mind. But we're often also looking for an experience of feeling alive. And that experience of feeling alive and the joy that comes with it is really the ultimate self-care, at least in my book. So when we do things that help us feel alive, that is how you really refill your tank. And this can seem really elusive to people if you're not used to it. So one of the best ways that I personally have found to capture that feeling is through physical activity. Okay, I want you to think of an experience that you actually have to move your body, where you get physically in touch with your body. You know, those types of activities where you get physically in touch with the body, well, those can be a brisk walk. Those can be running. If you enjoy it, if you don't enjoy it, don't do it, please. Okay. Things you enjoy. That can be dancing for a few minutes. That can be yoga. If any of you are following my personal account on Instagram, which is Force of Badassery, you will have seen in my stories that I frequently post about my morning exercise routines with my buddy Sean T. Most people know Sean T from the Insanity Beachbody videos he did a few years ago. He has also a dance routine that I really love. I do it most mornings, and I do it because I get into the body, I sweat a little bit, and I really, really feel alive. Okay. So what else do I want to say about this? So I'm going to drill in a little bit more to other forms of self-care there. But let me back up for one second, because a lot of self-care that you'll read about involves your mind. Okay. I just want to sort of demystify this and doing nice things for yourself. So a lot of the common self-care you'll read about is going to get your nails done, going to watch a movie, going to get your hair done, going to get your makeup done, sitting in a bubble bath, maybe you order dinner in, maybe you sleep in, read a book. That's cool, okay? That's like, in my book, level one of self-care. And there's no shame in your game if you're at level one and that feels good to you. But ultimate self-care, self-care that is an experience, that is you actively getting into your body, is really what is going to give you a true experience of feeling alive, a true experience of joy in the world, of presence. Okay, so we said some of the ways you can do that are by engaging with the body. That's what I'm going to recommend. So you can do that through forms of exercise. But I want to talk about the elephant in the room, and that is self-pleasure, i.e. solo sex, aka masturbation. And I am specifically not talking about sex with a partner here. That's because I want you to do something just for yourself. And women, you know what I'm talking about here, okay? This is not about pleasing anyone else, because sometimes that can happen in sex where it becomes all about, you know, the other person. That's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about self-pleasure, solo self-pleasure. You're not performing for anyone. You're not doing anything for anyone. You're just purely taking care of yourself. Now, I know that there is someone listening to this right now who is clutching their pearls. And I know you may have already stopped the episode, but come on back. Come on back. I want you to stick with me, okay? See, here's the deal. For men, masturbation is very natural. Mind you, I'm speaking right now in broad brush strokes, okay? Just let's have some grace for that. For men in general, masturbation is very natural. For women, however, it is not. Now, I meet a lot of women who are uncomfortable in their bodies. And as such, they don't want to touch their bodies, or believe that the pleasure aspect is for them to take care of. They think it's for someone else to do. So I want to put on my scientist cap. I'm not telling you to engage in self-pleasure just because I think it's a good idea. I want to actually tell you about the science behind this. Okay, I'm putting on my scientist hat. Masturbation lowers stress. It helps you relax. It releases endorphins. It releases oxytocin, which has an impact on your confidence and self-esteem. There is a 2015 study that shows that women who masturbate have higher self-esteem than those who do not. Okay, it boosts your mood. It releases dopamine that helps you feel motivated. It actually helps you concentrate. And it even improves body positivity. And did I mention it feels good? It's good for you and it feels good. I think it is one of the most important forms of self-care, okay? So I want to talk about that because it's so critically important. I guarantee you will get so much more out of your self-care practice if you give your body what it needs. Now, if you're someone who's listening to this, who's feeling a little intimidated by the conversation, or like, no, I don't want to do that, Laura, or yeah, sounds good, but not for me. Maybe you feel like you don't know where to begin or how to do it. There are some great resources online. I specifically want to recommend to you a book that I read a few years ago. It's called Pussy, A Reclamation. It is by a woman named Regina Thomas Hauer, aka Mama Gina. She has some really great, empowering information on providing self-pleasure. Okay, it's really, really powerful. And there are other great resources around this stuff too, but that's one that I can affirmatively recommend to you. And yeah, I want you to think about it. Now, if you're not comfortable with that, if you know you're making excuses, I don't have time for that or all that stuff, go for a run. Go for a brisk walk. Dance your heart out in your home. Okay, these are all forms of self-care that help you feel embodied. Okay, I'm just sharing with you one form of self-care that I think is absolutely revolutionary to your well-being, and the science backs me up on that. But you can also dance, you can also move your body, you can also do yoga. But when you think about self-care, when you think about your action for this week ahead, think about, instead of looking at that to-do list and saying, oh my gosh, what do I have to do for this person, that person, the other person, what do I need to check off the list, ask yourself, what can I give myself? And what form of self-care can I give myself that helps me feel alive, that helps me reduce stress, that helps me reduce anxiety? That could be what I call our level one forms of self-care, which are mainly shutting off the mind, reading an pleasurable book, enjoying a bubble bath, you know, the nail salon, stuff like that. But if you want to go the extra step, get your body engaged, consider self-pleasure or some other physical activity to get you there, because I guarantee you, you're going to feel so much better about tackling the day ahead. All right, friends, that is enough for me. There should probably be like one of those giant hooks that sort of pulls me off stage right now. They're like, enough of you, Laura. What are you talking about? This is a business show. I know it is. But it is so important that I cannot imagine never discussing it with you. So thank you for your presence. Thank you for listening to the show. And hey, you know what? If you want, head on over to my Instagram. I'm going to put a post up about this. Comment on it. Tell me what your favorite form of physical self-care is, that free-feeling self-care, that feeling of being alive self-care, because I would love to hear from you too. All right, I'm sending you all so much love this week. Remember to be brave.